If you are someone who's looking to learn more about fertility awareness method for natural birth control or conception, and you're ready to finally get to the root of hormone imbalances for good, this is the podcast for you. The cool thing is, Fertility Awareness Method is here for you in all seasons of your life. When you're looking to prevent pregnancy, when you're ready to conceive, and when you want to use it postpartum. So if you're in the phase of your life where you are looking for a natural form of birth control without all the hormones, head on over to my free training, nourishedwithnina.com/famtraining for all of the information. All right, let's go ahead and hop right into this new episode.
You know, it's important to recognize that we've been misled and deprived of an education that once you know it, you can't, it's like you can't unknow it. And then everything else just becomes like, oh, that's just not for me right now.
Hey, listeners, and welcome back to the Healing Hormones Podcast. I'm your host, Nina Boyce, certified holistic health coach, hormone expert, and Reiki practitioner. I can barely contain my excitement for this episode. I've literally been waiting to do this intro and outro and to get this episode out to you guys for a couple of months now because I had the absolute pleasure of interviewing Elisa Vitti, who, if you are in this space of hormones and hormone health, I'm sure you already know who she is, but I will give you just a little bit about her background here. So Elisa Vitti is a nutritionist, women's hormone expert, the founder of the Flow Living Center in Manhattan. She's also the best-selling author of Woman Code and the creator of My Flow Period app, and now author of her new book, In the Flow, Unlock Your Hormonal Advantage and Revolutionize Your Life, which we will be talking a lot about in this episode. So just a quick side note about Elisa Vitti and why I'm such a complete fangirl for her, and you'll probably realize this during the interview. But back 4 years ago when I was really starting this hormone journey, I felt completely lost. I had all of these symptoms. I obviously was not getting the answers I wanted from my doctors, and I picked up this book called Woman Code. I can't even remember at the time who recommended this book to me, but it was Elisa's first book, and it completely changed the game for me. And I honestly would be lying if I didn't say it changed my life. It really, truly did. It was the reason that I got into this work. It's the reason that I started to become in tune with how my hormones affect my body, my mind, my physical health, all of it, my fertility. And it was the reason that I decided to go into health coaching and then later focus my work on hormonal health, sharing about women's health, and now having this podcast to share with all of you. So the fact that Elisa agreed to come on the show and do this interview with me, I was over the moon about it. And I cannot wait for you guys to hear all of the goodness and knowledge that comes from this interview. Now, before we head into this episode, I did want to remind you all that I am super active over on Instagram. I love to continue having conversations like this over there, checking in with you guys, getting to meet you guys a little bit more personally. So make sure that you follow me at Nourished with Nina. Send me a direct message. Let's continue this conversation outside of the podcast over on Instagram. Again, that's at Nourished with Nina. All right, let's go ahead and hop right into this episode with Elisa Vitti. Healing Hormones is so excited to be featuring our very first sponsor, Naturelle Company, which is a woman-owned company with the goal to empower and support women along their journey to becoming their healthiest and happiest self. And specifically, they do this with a line of really incredible supplements that are focused on women's hormonal health. And I would like to share with you guys all about their PMS hormonal therapy, which I've already recommended to a few of my clients. Here's the thing. When you're dealing with a bunch of symptoms with PMS, whether it's bloating, cramping, fatigue, it's really nice to have some supplemental herbs and vitamins that are going to specifically target those areas. In addition to nutrition, in addition to lifestyle and stress reduction, supplements can be a really great support for getting your symptoms under control and getting your hormones in balance again. So their PMS hormonal therapy supplement, it's 2 capsules a day, and it targets, like I mentioned, the symptoms of premenstrual syndrome using some really awesome featured ingredients such as cramp bark, dandelion root, chasteberry fruit, vitamin B6, some really important herbs and vitamins that are going to help reduce those symptoms. A natural company has graciously given Healing Hormone listeners a special discount for 15% off your purchase using the code NINA15. So we'll link to that website in the show notes. And in addition to the PMS hormonal therapy, you can check out all of their other supplements too. Just make sure to use the code NINA15 to get 15% off your order. Hi, Elisa. I am so excited to be talking to you and having you on the Healing Hormones podcast. As my listeners probably know, I've been dying to talk to you for so long. And before it was even on my radar to have you on the podcast, you've been in my life for like 4 years since I've started this journey. So the fact that I kind of am seeing you face to face and talking to you for the first time is a huge win for me, and just makes me feel so special that you've chosen to come on the show today.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me. I mean, wherever women are gathered to talk about their hormones, that's where I want to be.
Well, this is the space for it. We're called Healing Hormones, so this is the perfect
space. I think it's the right spot.
Right. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about who you are? You're obviously a hormone expert. You have the MyFlow app. You have the Flow Living community. You have 2 incredible books and one that's coming out soon that we're going to talk more about. But I love that your story started with your own journey through PCOS and really discovering this world of holistic hormonal health on your own. So if you don't mind kind of touching on that a bit for us.
Sure. Yeah, I'm yes, it's true. I'm a femtech founder. I'm a female biohacking pioneer. And I am someone who's been really working to end the gender discrimination that we experience with women's healthcare for gynecological issues. You know, we just don't get good treatment. So that's why I started Flow Living. But all of that began because I had this very personal experience with my own hormones where I was having problem after problem and was not getting any support. So you have to picture me when I was in my teens and early 20s, you know, obese, covered in cystic acne and not menstruating. Not to mention, I had all sorts of mood issues, anxiety, depression, insomnia. It was really something that prevented me from engaging with life fully because I was suffering and struggling so much in my body. And, you know, I was lucky enough to be nerdy enough to be a student at Johns Hopkins University. And I was doing some research one night when I couldn't sleep in the library and came across a journal of obstetrics that had an article describing the symptoms of Stein-Leventhal disease, which was the original name for PCOS. And it just, you know, all the bells rung. I said, oh, this is me for sure. And I took that to my gynecologist. You know, I had 2 gynecologists, one up in Boston and then one down in Baltimore. And neither one of them over, you know, the course of 7 years had diagnosed me with anything. They were just telling me it was kind of all in my head, you know, why don't we just throw you on the pill just to see what happens? You know, why don't you lose some weight? Why don't we do something for your skin? You know, no one was thinking that there was an endocrine problem.
Such a common story too. I mean, I've shared, it's so similar to my story and that we go in and we're saying, I feel this, like we have a laundry list of symptoms, this, and this. And all I ever got was an anxiety medication or the birth control pill. And it's like, listen to me. I don't know if that's it. Like there's something underlying. And your book was my book that I was like, wait a second. And I don't have PCOS, but it was one of my things like, wait a minute. These symptoms mean something.
That's right.
And I'm not going to back down on this. I'm going to be an advocate for myself now.
It's important. Your story, my story, and over 50% of the female population is struggling with hormones right now. So it's a lot of our stories sound like this. This is not unique or special. What is a problem is that it's far too common. And the treatment that we're getting in the gynecological environment, when we go to the doctor, is one of being dismissed or being underserved, you know. And I always like to tell the story. It's a little funny. It's a kind of a funny story, but I'll share it. Let's say two or three decades ago, I keep having to add decades. two or three decades ago, an older gentleman walked into his doctor's office. You know, he's in his early 70s and he's dating somebody who's a little bit younger than him, maybe somebody in her 40s or 50s. And he says, "Hey, doc," you know, just a normal doctor, "Hey, doc, I can't have an erection the way that I want to anymore." And this doctor says, "Gee, that, well, oh my goodness, we've got to do something about that.
This is a problem.
This is not life-threatening. This is not impacting dramatically his quality of life in any respect outside of sexual intercourse." And yeah, and from that, because, you know, you have to imagine, when did the whole movement with, you know, Viagra and whatnot start? It had to have started with a conversation like that, right? And
absolutely.
Then millions and millions of dollars were funneled into research for erectile dysfunction for those medications like Viagra and Cialis to be developed.
And aren't they covered by insurance too?
Probably. And in 1992... The molecule of the year was awarded to nitric oxide because this was the molecule that Viagra is based on. And that's how much research was going into this, because it was so germane to the male erectile process. We have so many hormonal and menstrual disorders, and we have the exact opposite experience. We have very little research. We have no suitable treatments. We're just either being told, "Oh, you have a lot of pain. Well, it's probably not as bad as you think, so just take an ibuprofen and, you know, come back in a year for your
checkup."
Or, you know, "We could do surgery, but maybe it'll be problematic for you for your conception. So we should wait and you should continue to suffer." Or, you know, "We don't know what's wrong with you. Why don't you just go on the pill?"
Just the conversation I had weeks ago.
None of these things are acceptable solutions, right? And when I was presented, so I took this diagnosis to my gynecologist and I said, "Hey, I'm confident that I have PCOS. Can we do all the testing?" And we did all the testing and she said, "You're right. You do have this." And I said, "Thanks for confirming my diagnosis." I said, "So now what?" You know, because knowing what you have is only a small piece of the story, but it's really what you do is the most important thing. And so she said, "Well, there's nothing that we can do to cure this. We can just medicate you along the way for your obesity, your likely development of diabetes. You know, you will be very likely unable to conceive a child naturally, if at all. You have more risk for heart disease and cancer, and we'll just try to medicate you with different drugs along the way to help you." And I said, "That's not my future." You know, just.
And so powerful for you to have had that empowerment inside to say to your doctor, because we really put our doctors on this pedestal. And I do believe, you know, they're brilliant and educated in so many ways, you have to, like, not many women have the confidence to say, "That's not my solution," or to even know that there's this whole other world of you can actually treat these symptoms.
It's so funny. It's funny because, you know, this was 20 years ago now, and this was before wellness was mainstream. This was before functional medicine existed. This was not anywhere that I would have picked it up like, "Oh, that's a possibility." And I often
think,
because people point that out all the time, like, "How were you able to do that?" And I've really, I think perhaps, especially after doing the research on this second book, one of the things that women have is a bigger insula in their brain. And this part of the brain is responsible for housing your gut instincts and your intuition.
I believe that.
And your inner voice. And I think that my insula perhaps is large enough that it just knew what to tell me to do, because where else would I have gotten it? I certainly wasn't getting any modeling around how to advocate for myself or have this massive boundary for self-care. It just came from a deep knowing and a deep inner wisdom, a cellular message, you know, and
I was going to say, we all have that deep knowing that, I mean, that's the same thing for me when I was in that doctor's office. It was like in my gut. I was like, that's not what I want to do. Like, it just sort of like spit out of me. And it's because you're right. Like, we've just years and years and years, like, we ingrainedly know as women, like, what our body needs. I truly believe that. It can be masked sometimes, yeah, but think, it comes out.
I think the problem is that we are conditioned to ignore that inner voice. Because, you know, the zeitgeist, the cultural narrative says we're hormonal, we're hysterical, we're actively taught not to trust ourselves and our inner voice because we live in a patriarchal environment that seeks to oppress our potency. And so yes, we do all have that inner voice. I think the difference is that we often don't listen to it. So I was very lucky that that day I did listen, because there have been, I'm sure, plenty of times where I haven't. And that certainly changed the trajectory of my career and my life. And the things I learned as I went through the process and the journey of restoring my hormonal balance and bringing my endocrine system back online became the foundation for the Flow Protocol, which I wrote about in Woman Code, and that's helped so many women around the world. And then also the experience that I had in the conventional medical system for gynecology led me to create Flow Living, because I fundamentally believe that women need a space where menstrual health care is massively upgraded, because what we're getting in conventional gynecology is just not helping us in any way. So, you know, that's why I created the company, and I've been really proud to, you know, have a company, a brand that takes care of women in every continent, and that we're not this super, super expensive wellness luxury that we, you know, I made sure that the company was something that every woman could afford when she needed it, because we need it.
We need it. I'm so thankful that you're in this work and that you're doing this. I mean, so many women that I talk to, if I even mention, have you read Woman Code? Yes, I have. Or I use the My Flow app, and I am just honored when I hear that. I'm like, oh yes, girls, you're in it. You have created this community. Even if they're not a hormone coach, they know where to go for this information. And I really do feel like we're connecting because of it. And we're dropping that stigma of, oh, I'm just emotional, or, you know, I'm just crazy, or my pain doesn't mean anything. We're starting to learn that those things aren't true.
I mean, I hope so. And that's why I wrote this next book, because I think that what we have not been told about who we are biologically evidently was enough to fill almost 400 pages of this next book. Yeah. It's a massive book about who you are and why you're so powerful and how you can unlock that, unleash that into your life. So Woman Code is a book for you if you have an active hormonal imbalance. So if you've got PCOS or fibroids or endometriosis or any of that, Woman Code will take you through the steps that we use at the center and that I've used to recover my hormonal balance.
It's the hormonal Bible. Get it if you don't have it.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's amazing.
A lot of people call it that. That's really funny.
It is.
So this next book is called In the Flow. And this book is just for you if you're a woman. You don't have this is not about hormonal problems. This is about introducing the world to something that we've never heard about before, which is your infradian rhythm. What's that? What's the infradian rhythm, you ask? Well, we all know about our circadian rhythm, right? We know that we're supposed to rise with the sun and go to sleep when it's dark and make sure our rooms are nice and darkened. We should wear our blue light blocking glasses when we're exposed to screens. We know that there have been multi-decade studies of, you know, the negative effects of messing with the circadian rhythm, like the famous nurses study up in Boston, you know, women who work the night shift and how they actually increase their risk for big diseases of inflammation. So we know and take seriously that we should be aware of our circadian rhythm and we should support it. In this new book of mine, In the Flow, in the first section of the book, really outline for you what the infradian rhythm is, how it works, why it is more important than even taking care of your circadian rhythm.
Life-changing.
It affects six major systems of the body. You know.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
It affects your brain, your immune system, your metabolism, your microbiome, your stress response system, and your reproductive system. So this infradian rhythm really runs your life and dictates the quality of your life, because if it's affecting all of those systems, right, it's obviously going to impact you in many different ways. And what's nice about it, and what's so elegant about the methodology that you're going to learn about in the second section of the book, which is how to take care of your infradian rhythm, how to eat properly, how to exercise properly, all to support this infradian rhythm, is that instead of just working on your microbiome, or instead of just working on your brain function, or instead of pulling each of these systems apart and trying to improve each of those systems individually, by supporting the infradian rhythm,
yeah,
it gives you, like, you know, all of that at the same time. It's very right. efficient. It's going to, you know, I'm a systems thinker, so I'm always like, what is the deepest, most root foundational piece that I can work on that's going to give me the most yield for my effort, the most bang for my buck? And 20 years into supporting my infradian rhythm, I can tell you that is certainly the case.
Well, in the beginning of your book, like, while you're kind of prepping us to learn all about the infradian rhythm, it's like you're teaching us, like, why we don't know about it. And it made me angry. Like, yeah. I was fired up.
Yeah.
And it makes me think, like, with the circadian rhythm, because women and men experience it, I feel like, okay, we've had all this research done and they're really, really pushing it. But then because the infradian rhythm follows our 28-day cycle,
right.
well, 28-ish day cycle.
Yeah, it's your monthly cycle. And your monthly cycle does not need to be 28 days. So just for the people who are like, well, why, what is this, all the language? Circadian means around a day, and infradian means longer than a day. And for humans, and women especially, this refers to our monthly cycle. We experience it as our monthly cycle. But what it does is it impacts six different systems of the body. It's not just affecting your cycle. And yes, why does the circadian rhythm get more love and attention? I definitely go into that in the book, but it's a couple things. You know, one, the male hormonal pattern follows the circadian biological rhythm pretty closely. So,
yeah,
you know, it's not a stretch when you understand the science of these biological rhythms, why society is so set up to have men succeed. Because, you know, if you look at corporate culture or just anything, it's all based on the male hormonal pattern. Right.
Which, when I read through that, it was really mind blowing for me. I'm like, oh my goodness, we are trying to live, women, in this 9-to-5 world. And maybe a certain week of our cycle, maybe around like ovulation, where we have that more energy or whatever, it might work. But there's other times where, like, our body doesn't want to live in that.
Well, it isn't. I mean, listen, you have both clocks. So don't get me wrong. You can exist in a circuit. You can wake up with the sun and go to bed when it's dark. That's not right. a problem. But what's a challenge is that you try to organize your eating, your exercise, and your, like, what you're working on within a 24-hour pattern that mimics the male hormonal pattern. So here's a great example. People always ask me, oh, Lisa, in interviews, like, what's your morning routine? So I'll answer that in a second. I'll tell you what my morning routine is. But then I also see a lot of success business, you know, like gurus with their, here's my morning routine YouTube video.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, and you know, that the ones I'm talking about, they're like, I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and I meditate.
I do all these things.
And I write a chapter of my book and I work out really hard. And by 9 o'clock, you know, I'm ready to get to other things.
Yeah.
And I'm just like sitting there going, oh my God, you know, first of all, that is totally appropriate if you are someone who produces testosterone while you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up fully charged with testosterone and cortisol at around between 5 and 6 a.m. So yes, if you have testicles, that is a good morning routine for you. If you have ovaries, it's terrible. And what's frustrating about that is that women then think that they are failures.
Yes.
That
yes.
you have no willpower, that you are somehow mm-hmm. failing and you'll never succeed because your morning routine doesn't match that of these guys that mm-hmm. are telling you how to be successful. And what I'm advocating here is not a battle of the sexes. I am simply saying that it has worked for centuries for men to organize capitalism, corporate culture, personal entrepreneurship, their health, being professional athletes, all of it around their hormonal pattern. Mm-hmm. And I'm simply stating in this book that it is long overdue for women to do the same. And I give all the scientific proof and backing yeah. that it is not only safe for you to do it, because meaning like you'll continue to be successful in your life if you step into your own biological paradigm, but that it is imperative for you to do it. Mm-hmm. Because what's really happening, Nina, is that when women are living out of sync with their infradian rhythm, everything that they do in their life, their food, their diet, their work, becomes an endocrine disruptor.
Yep.
And then you are making yourself unnecessarily sick. I did state earlier that over 50% of women are struggling with hormonal issues. That's a low ball number, because those are the women who know that they have a hormonal issue. And many more women don't even know.
And what's upsetting to me is just what you said. Like, it's we're forcing ourselves to live in this specific way because we think it's right, because we think it's healthy.
Because we're being actively misled and deprived of the correct information. Like, here's the thing, right? Anytime I see an article that's like, oh, this new diet is the answer to all health problems.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Let's talk about it. You know, yeah. Intermittent fasting, and I'll name names. Intermittent fasting.
Do it.
Keto. These are going to, you know, change your life, help you lose weight, give you back the energy that you've been craving, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, and studies show that it's going to help protect your memory. The studies. And it's, yeah. There are studies. But here's the problem.
Who are they done on?
The studies are done on men yeah. and postmenopausal women. Let's just breathe into that for a minute.
Exactly.
But then they are marketed to you as being universally applicable. However, there are some studies which I painstakingly pulled out and put in this book to tell you that actually those diets are contraindicated for women in their reproductive years, meaning doing intermittent fasting for men at any age and postmenopausal women gives you brain protection, cardio protection, extends your life, improves all the things, insulin sensitivity, everything it has claimed to do is true mm-hmm. for men at any age and postmenopausal women. But the studies show that I've pulled out for the book, in your reproductive years, it has the opposite effect. It worsens insulin sensitivity. It shrinks your ovaries, disrupts cortisol.
I'm getting goosebumps throughout my whole body because it infuriates me that we don't have this. I mean, the women that are struggling with all these, we are in reproductive age and we're trying everything.
I know. And that's what's
frustrating. And we just don't know.
Like in the wellness community, 90% of the consumer base are women in their reproductive years. And no right. wonder, you know, women are sick and stressed and overwhelmed and not where they want to be with their energy or their lives, because you're doing all the things that you think are good for you, the high intensity interval workouts every day, the yeah. paleo, the keto, the intermittent fasting every day. And you feel terrible and you're not getting the results you want. And it's because those things are not designed around your infradian rhythm. And if you do them, they can damage your endocrine function. They do. And gets progressively worse. So, you know, it's important to recognize that we've been misled and deprived of an education that once you know it, you can't unknow it. And then everything else just becomes like, oh, that's just not for me right now. Like, do you want to do intermittent fasting after you've completed the menopausal transition? Absolutely. 100%. The studies are clear. This is not about opinions or, you know, like, oh, women should have something different because we're women. This is not about, this is about science.
It's about biology. This, yeah. This is about how we are made.
This
yeah.
is about, this is how your body works. And there's one way to take care of it that supports this infradian rhythm, you know, and fundamentally, how do I describe this to someone who's just hearing about this for the first time? Well, you know how you've been told that in order to be healthy, you have to like commit and just do it, right? Which translates into A, being perfect, but B.
Yeah, or like you don't have enough willpower. Just have the willpower.
Right, just have the willpower. But really what that means on a practical, tactical level is that you have to strive to do the same thing every day. Eat the same way, work out the same intensity.
Your body doesn't want it.
A game at the same level every day. Mm-hmm. And that is what success will look like. And that is what healthy living looks like. And to strive to be the same. The difference is that while that totally works for men, because men's hormonal cycle follow a daily pattern that they can literally do the same things at the same time each and every day. And that does set them up for success and health. For women, we change. We change four times over the course of the month. In 1996, Catherine Woolley from Northwestern University published a really important research documenting how the female brain changes up to 25% over the course of a month. So you are literally not the same person 1 week to the next, but not in this dramatic way that you can't recognize yourself and you're hormonal and crazy. No, no, no. There are shifts in your metabolism. There are shifts in your cognitive preferences. There are shifts in your energy, whether that be outwardly focused or inwardly focused. And there are shifts in your immune system. These are just things that change as a result of the infradian rhythm secreting different hormones at different times and affecting these different systems of the body. So if you're changing biochemically, does it make any logical sense to you that you would then have a diet, a lifestyle, a work life, a self-care practice that is the same every day, actively ignoring these biochemical changes? Obviously, the answer is no. But because no one's educated us about that, that's exactly what we do. And that's why we don't feel good. So the book then outlines exactly, well, how do you change your diet? What do you eat when? And which workouts are you supposed to do when? And how do you, I actually, this is a funny story. So many years ago, I was like, I don't know, I was doing some sort of internship in high school or college. And I thought, oh, I need to get better at time management because I was struggling so much with my health. And I thought, maybe if I can just get more done in a day, even though I'm struggling, maybe that'll help me succeed.
It was all on you, you know, you had to work on that time management.
But I went and I took like Franklin Covey time management classes. I even, you know, was able to look at Tony Robbins' rapid planning method, time management system. And I looked at all these and I tried them all and I couldn't do it. Like I would be able to kind of stick with it for like 10 days. And then I just, anything that I had planned just felt completely wrong. And I just felt like such a failure. Like, why can't I stick to my commitments? What's wrong with me? I was so, so upset about this. I stopped wearing a watch. And I broke up with time. I just said, I don't know. Maybe whatever I'm supposed to be doing, it's like, maybe it won't happen for me that way because I can't seem to use the systems that other people say are the path to success. And I then years later, as I was uncovering all of my research around the infradian rhythm, I built a new time management system for myself, a daily planner, a calendar, a whole new way to organize time. And I put that planner in the book. So you can,
I love it.
You can use the time management system that I use, that I created, that takes your infradian rhythm into account. So it's a way for you to have the intersection between your infradian rhythm and your circadian rhythm, because you as a woman have both and in your reproductive years.
Just a quick break to remind you that we are sponsored by Natural Company, a woman-owned company whose goal is to empower and support women along their journey to becoming their healthiest self. And just a reminder that you can get 15% off any of their supplements that are targeted towards women's hormonal health I specifically love the PMS hormone therapy supplement. Using the code NINA15, get 15% off your order. Highly recommend that you check out all of their amazing products.
So that's in there, and it's exciting because once you start eating dynamically, you know, changing what you eat each week of the month, exercising the right way, and organizing your work product around your infradian rhythm, the changes you will experience are like nothing you've ever experienced, because what you mm-hmm. will get back is everything that you feel like you don't have right now. Your energy to spare. Yeah. You know, how is it that I'm, you know, the age that I am, have the energy that I do, I don't drink coffee, I have a child, I have a company, I write books, I have a husband, I have a social, how do I do
the system works?
How do I do all this?
Yeah.
How have I maintained a 60-pound weight loss for 20 years? How do I do all this? This is how I do it. Mm-hmm. So it isn't just about, this book is not about so much hormonal healing. It's about not developing a hormonal problem ever in the first place, because when you fundamentally support your infradian rhythm, you protect yourself against the onslaught of things that are endocrine disruptive in our environment right now. But mostly you make sure from the inside out, you're not doing anything that's endocrine disruptive.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the book it's so much education. Like, it's so needed because we need to understand why the system isn't working, like you said first, so that we know it's not us. And then you learn.
It's not you.
Right.
I mean, I think that's the other thing too in the book. I go out of my way to show you biologically why you are so powerful.
Which so many women, I would say almost all women need to hear, because we've been shut down by our doctors and by society and by corporate America, everything, diet culture, that we're inherently broken somehow. Something isn't working.
Well, and what you mean is that we have a core wound from the patriarchy that we all share. And I agree. Mm-hmm. And that core wound does have us doubt ourselves and think that maybe we do need to compensate somehow to be loved and accepted, because we've been, you know, we're not. Why do we feel like we're not accepted? Because society is only catering to one biological reality, that of males. And so on a subconscious level, you viscerally interact with that reality and it makes you feel bad. Even if you don't understand that, oh, well, the world is organized around male hormones, and you feel that you feel intrinsically that it's not organized around yours. So you think you have to compensate by being thinner, prettier, doing more for others, not taking care of yourself, whatever it is, to survive in that environment. And that's just not true. What we need to do is step into a paradigm that supports us. Yeah. But truly, the power is not, when I say you're powerful, I don't mean that in like a, that's my opinion, or female empowerment, rah-rah kind of, talk. Mm-hmm. I mean, you are designed biologically by nature in a very powerful way. Like, you have a bigger prefrontal cortex. You have a bigger hippocampus for memory. You have a bigger insula for intuition. You have bigger corpus callosum, the bundle of nerve fibers that connect the two hemispheres of your brain, which makes you an exceptional problem solver. I go in the chapter about work, I go into all the research and studies that show that it's women that are actually wired for leadership.
And here we're rising. I feel like we're getting there.
But I wanted this book to be like the scientific documentation as to like why the patriarchy is definitely ending, and that why
women
really feel like there's absolutely nothing to hold them back, which is so perfect, because what we really have been conditioned to believe is that our hormones do hold us back.
Right.
But that is actually the opposite. And I go into why your hormones in each phase give you certain superpowers creatively, cognitively.
Well, it's science.
That's
what we need.
Yeah.
Because I think, and not anything against like the feminism movement or anything, but
oh, no,
we're
I'm
out there.
Feminist.
Yeah, exactly. And we're out there and we're, you know, cheering for ourselves. But There is science to it. And it's like, here is why we are so powerful. Here are the things that we can do that are can bring so much benefit to this world. And we just need to inwardly believe it as well.
You know, I was very privileged to go see at the Guggenheim, the Hilma af Klint exhibit, which was this artist, this lone female artist from the turn of the early 1900s. She was a suffragist she was in Sweden or Norway, or I'm not exactly sure which Scandinavian country, but she painted this 109 or 106 or something, a huge series of paintings. And her work, and I stepped into this, you know, the Guggenheim is like a spiral staircase, and you walk up and see different levels of her work. And I started on the ground floor with these massive paintings that, as soon as I saw them, I said, oh my God, she over 100 years ago is visually representing how life is created, how the energy of life, you know, and then she starts drawing masculine and feminine energy. Anyway, it was extraordinary. And her whole point, why she did this, was that here she was, a woman without the vote, marginalized in her society, like all women were, you know, in the late 1800s and early 1900s, as they had been for millennia prior. But she was looking to math and science. Because some of these drawings are very geometric and precise, using sound waves and fractal geometry. And you know, she's drawing the cosine. And for any of you math nerds, you know, Venusian equations. She was painting this, and she was looking to science to stand on something that would give her equal footing in a society that was marginalizing her and that was telling her that she wasn't equal. Yeah. And she was looking at math and science, and she said, and biology, and she's saying, no, this can't be true. This can't be true, because in nature, the proof is that we are. And I felt in that moment like I was getting a hug from somebody in the past. And that no time had passed at all, because here we are today, still over 100 years later, and society is still telling us that we're not equal in different ways, right? We have women don't get paid equally. I just read this. I'm not somebody who's big up on following Hollywood and the media, but the woman who played the Crown in the first season, that wonderful actress, she wasn't paid the same as the guy who played the king or the prince, consort, whatever. And they haven't rectified that yet.
How are we still doing this?
Like, so not only are women not getting paid as much, but then they're doing all this invisible work and they don't get paid for that, right? Melinda Gates talks about that all the time. Like, women spend all this extra time caretaking others and domestic stuff, and they're not getting any compensation for that. And it ratchets up our stress. And on top of it, we're forcing ourselves to live in a construct that doesn't support our biology, and we feel terrible. We're not where we want to be.
It just keeps pushing us back. You know, it's like, it's another thing that pushes us back.
How can we fly and you know, take over the world if we're, you know, not able to leverage the gifts and the strengths that nature imbued us with, because we don't know that we're supposed to be supporting them. So
I have so much energy in my body right now. It's like this passion that builds up. I'm one of these people, and probably because I'm a podcaster, but it's like so hard for me not to chime in. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, yes, yes. Like, I just feel like I'm going to explode with wanting to share this with everybody. Ugh.
Well, I mean, it's exciting to be able to have this conversation, and I thank you for holding space for it, because it really is a big possibility, right? If we all finally acknowledge that women are different and equal and powerful, you know, like, how does that change the cultural narrative on every level? So, you know, section 2 of the book really breaks down how you support this, what the right diet and exercise and lifestyle program is. But then section 3 of the book tells you how you can start to leverage your superpowers in your career, whether you're an entrepreneur or work in the corporate culture.
Because we still can do these things. And I think you mentioned that earlier, like we can live in this society.
Oh, of course.
And we can rock it. But here's a couple things that your body needs for you to be able to show up and be in your power.
I mean, it's just good common sense, right? If you want to, like, look, Tony Robbins talks about architecting a peak state of flow, right? That's why I called this book In the Flow, because this book is about you architecting every single day a peak state of flow, but how that has to be for women. This is like life hacking, biohacking for women. And he talks about how you can do that and why you need to do that, because you want to show up in your life and in the world in a powerful way. And absolutely, if you want to show up in your life and in the world in a powerful way, you have to give yourself that solid foundation. And then once you have that, with the right self-care, the right diet, the right morning routine, the right fitness plan, the right work plan, then you can go and be an agent of change in if you're an entrepreneur, how you run your company, certainly how we do it at Flow Living, how you have, if you're in a corporate culture. I go into corporations and teach female teams the cycle syncing method, which is the methodology that you're going to learn about in the book to support the infradian rhythm, and how they use that going forward is so profound. It shifts everything and puts them in more power positions. And then of course, you know, sex and relationships.
Yes. I wanted to get into that a little bit too,
but also motherhood, like 90%, when I was digging all through all the research, 90% of moms feel guilty and overwhelmed by being a mom.
Yeah.
There's too much to do. It's not sustainable. And, you know, there's a chart in that chapter, in chapter 9, about how to map out the different activities of mothering based on your infradian rhythm. So I take all the guesswork out of this for you. So this is a book that explains and teaches, but also gives you chart after chart after chart of exactly what to do when. So you can pick this book up and start crushing it in every area of your life.
Yeah, which is so beautiful. And even so, I'm at the age right now, I'm 31, or we'll be 31 in March. And I've been thinking a lot about starting a family. That's and I own my own business, and my husband owns his own business. And so in all of this work that I do, and I've followed syncing with my cycle for a while, and I know the benefits of it, I still have this huge fear of motherhood. Because you hear so many stories of women, we're struggling with postpartum depression. We're struggling with living our life with a baby and wanting to have a career at the same time. And it just makes me go back to everything we've talked about. I'm still trying to push this idea of I'm not going to be able to do it. Like it's not going to work for me.
Well, you see, it's all part of the same cultural narrative. You are, as a woman, right? It's biblical, right? It's in many religious texts that you've as a female are somehow cursed with suffering, that you're, you know, less than. And so we see that, and it's the same thing that has us think that we aren't good enough. It's the same thing that we accept substandard care in our gynecological environments. Mm-hmm. We don't get paid equally. We think that it's going to be a burden. Our bodies are a burden. We think that motherhood is going to be a burden. We think that menopause is a negative thing. We think everything about ourselves and every experience that is uniquely female is negative and burdensome. And it
is going to be,
It couldn't be further from the truth. Now, I had the same exact concerns about motherhood. And let me tell you,
and you'd been doing this work before that too.
That's right.
And that just goes to show you, like, when it changes, you know, like, cause I've obviously my reproductive years. So I'm like, okay, I can do this. I can do this work, but I'm not a mother yet. And I haven't hit menopause yet. And it still comes back. Like the fear of,
oh, for sure.
Oh man, can I do this? Can my body do this?
And so that's I love that you just brought that up. The truth, you're absolutely right. The only way for you to know the truth is to go into your body and experience that reality. So the cycle syncing method will give you a physical embodied practice going into your body so that you can experience your power on a daily basis and a monthly basis. But just like that, motherhood gets you in your body, and you will experience how powerful you are as a mom. It changes your brain more profoundly than pubescence. I talk about that in the book as well. And boy, had I known what motherhood would make of me, I would have, well, I couldn't have started sooner because I didn't meet my husband, but I would have liked to have started sooner. Yeah. And I'll tell you that in the right when I got back from my maternity leave, I took 3 months off. I built the app. I built the MyFlow app and launched that a year after she was born. And then I launched our supplement line. And then I wrote this book.
You kept crushing it.
Motherhood has made me more powerful, more efficient. Mm-hmm. There is nothing to fear. That's the truth of that.
It means a lot hearing you say, like, honestly kind of hits me because it's really a deeply ingrained fear for me. And so many of us need to hear that. I have this theory that the reason we struggle so much with it is because if we haven't lived in our body for a very long time or we haven't trusted our body, there's no other way to force you to than to like be pregnant and have this life growing inside of you. And also afterwards, when we've been fighting this whole like patriarchal society and not listening to our bodies, when you have this human also that you have to take care of, it's like you're forced to have to make some changes, it seems like. And I wonder if that's why we struggle so much, because we don't know that we can.
I think perhaps my transition to motherhood was less of an identity crisis kind of experience, the one that you're kind of describing, right? Mm-hmm. Because I had been using the cycle syncing methodology for almost 2 decades beforehand. And mm-hmm. so I was always in a committed relationship with myself and my body's needs. And so I was very well practiced in the fact that what am I committed to? I am committed to supporting my biological reality. So if I'm in my luteal phase, I do what the luteal phase needs, not what my ego wants, but what my biology needs, because I know that that then serves me the most. And then my ego can go and do whatever it thinks it wants to do because it has the energy to do that. Right. And phase over phase, the practice of doing that even before you have a child gives you the confidence that living in alignment with your biology is safe, not only safe, but also gives you much more. It gives you access to more energy, more power, more clarity, you know, and then by the time you then have you're pregnant and then you have a child, that's your new trajectory. Your new trajectory is one of, oh yes, I can do anything all the time. This is no problem. And I can be flexible. I'm dynamic, wise, and free, right? The practice of living in synchrony with your infradian rhythm liberates you from all the conditioning that you've received that has been oppressing you.
Now, when you are pregnant or after you have had your baby, is the infradian rhythm a little bit different because your hormones aren't exactly going to come back and you're not going to have your cycle the way you did before?
That's right. Yeah. In the book, I talk about when you can, when you cannot.
Oh, that's right. There's a whole
section so that you know when to do it, when not to do it, because the postpartum time is a very special time and you don't want your infradian clock is not doing its thing the same way. So you have to take a beat and support yourself in a very specific way, which I outline in the book. So yeah, it's a really, really important time to nourish yourself. But yeah, I would encourage anybody who has a deep desire to be a mom to feel so confident. And if read this book, read In the Flow, because it's gonna help you make peace with all the negative self-talk that you've inherited about your body and motherhood being a burden, because it's just not true.
Yeah, this is a great resource for anyone at any stage because it's teaching you this concept of trusting your body and learning how to eat according to your cycle and to exercise according to your cycle and all the things you need to know. It's all in this book and it's laid out so wonderfully and easily digestible way.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Shall we talk a little bit about sex before we wrap up?
Yeah, can we?
Yeah.
Yes, because in this whole world of like women and empowerment and like getting into your body, sex is another thing that I think we shy away from a lot. And you say, have an orgasm every day. And I actually said this to one of my clients. I don't know if she's listening right now, but I was like, I think you need to orgasm. Like, and I was like, I'm going to put this on your list of things to do until our next call. Can you talk a little bit about just the beauty behind that and getting in tune with our body in this other, more sexual way?
So not only do we shy away from talking about it and we're a little uncomfortable to talk about it, but 60% of women in the United States are sexually unsatisfied. So it's a big problem. And when I say it's a big problem, it's not just because, oh, too bad for you, you're not having the sexual satisfaction that you want. That's not life-threatening. You can suffer with, you can, you know, put up with that. Actually, I outline in the section relationships chapter just how critical from a infradian rhythm support standpoint is your pleasure, right? Because mm-hmm. when you say there's that, and I think also we don't even know how our infradian rhythm affects our sexual response and our sexual drive. And so we often think something is wrong with our sex drive.
Yeah.
Because, for example, your infradian rhythm will shift your sexual response throughout the month. And so you may feel more easily aroused at a certain time. Certain phases are dry and require outside lubrication. Certain phases you're wet. But if you don't know that and you're not organizing your activities based on those biological realities, you're going to have discomfort. You're not going to have an orgasmic plateau, you may not climax, you're not going to get all the health benefits, and you're going to feel disconnected from your partner, all which are completely unnecessary because you're just missing the correct information, which this chapter will certainly give you. So there's no reason why we should have 60% of women feeling sexually unsatisfied if you understand the science of your body and how this pattern works in your sex drive. You can have pleasure 100% of the time, mm-hmm. which I do. And I'm happy to share that with people because I feel like, you know, women often feel like it's very hit or miss.
Yeah.
But that is only because you're not empowered with the correct information, which I am now giving you in this book.
I know a lot of women I've talked about, you know, the fertility awareness method, and we don't even know the days leading up to our cycle. Like, that's why we have more cervical mucus. And then after we ovulate, our body naturally goes to dry days. And you're right. Like, we think, why was I wanting to be sexually whatever aroused here, but now I have no libido at all? It's just knowing the science behind the body. But I also have a question, because when you're struggling with a hormone imbalance or estrogen dominance or whatever it may be, it can be difficult. Like, your libido, maybe you don't ever feel like you have much of a libido. And you also talk about that in the book too, and what you can do.
Yeah. So there are two special biohacking sections of the book for women who, you know, you're reading through the book and you're saying, oh my gosh, I'm ready to live the cycle syncing method. I'm ready to support my infradian rhythm. I want to do all this, but I've got PCOS, or I've got other things going on. My hormones are imbalanced, or oh no, I'm on the pill. What does that mean? What do I do? And I went through and answered all of those questions, built extra resources that you can download. So if you have any diagnosed menstrual disorder, you can download there's special links in the book only. So if you have PCOS or endo or PMS or infertility or whatever, you can download free reports just on that to give you even more information that I couldn't fit.
Why
in the
didn't
book.
I see those? I must have passed over the special link, because I'm going to need to download one.
The book is just full of helpful, supportive information, just in the case where you may be struggling with your hormones, because you're absolutely right. You want to get your cycle back on track so you can start taking advantage of your infradian rhythm in all these different areas.
Yeah. And also you have Woman Code, which it's another podcast for another day. But you have Woman Code, which goes into more detail too of how to balance your hormones side of things.
Yeah.
But again, in the flow, I just want to stress, everybody get this book. It's going to completely change your mind, or change your life, really. And we have so many people in this world. Like, we keep bringing up Tony Robbins, who's fantastic.
Yeah, but he is great. I did the Unleash the Power Within Firewalk. That was such an incredible experience.
Yeah. And, but again, like, it's a man and it's tailored towards men, certain things. This book is tailored for you. It's tailored for women's bodies and it's going to tell the stories. You're going to read the first few chapters like I did and your mind's just going to be blown and you're going to say, why haven't I learned this? I'm now 30 and I'm just learning this for the first time. So thank you so much for writing this book. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing it with my listeners. This has been truly a beautiful podcast. I've wanted to cry a million times just because I can't believe I'm having this convo with you. So I appreciate you being on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And for those people who are interested in getting the book and all the bonuses when you order, you can just go to intheflowbook.com and all the juicy, fun things will be there for you.
And you're on Instagram, so they can follow you there. Yeah. You have the app.
Yep.
And the website as well, which we'll link.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's been a joy to have this conversation. And I'm excited about the potential of what every woman having this information will do to our culture. It's really exciting to think how everything can shift to a paradigm that really supports us and what that would look like.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. It's time. It's needed.
It's time. Thank you.
Perfect. You're welcome. Thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode. I hope that you enjoyed it and make sure that you purchase Alisa's new book, In the Flow. And if you haven't already, make sure to get Woman Code. It'll absolutely change your life. Both of these books will. And if you're looking for a way to track your period, of course, you can always download her app, My Flow, which helps you to track your period and your symptoms and all of that goodness. All right, before we head off, I do want to remind you that I'm very active on Instagram. I would absolutely love to continue this conversation with you over there. Make sure to go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Nourished with Nina. Okay, thanks so much, and I will talk to you guys next week.